Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 247, The Never-Ending Story.
The Never-Ending Story.
Banger.
Unutilized, really, in this movie. Yeah.
just the opening and the closing, yeah.
5-second clip of it, and then, yeah, Credits. Stick around for the credits. The credits were kind of weird. Oh, there was just a weird format to him at the end. I was like,
yeah, I noticed that too. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I know this guy's first English language film. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe foreign films are more like that. But Never-Ending Story, 1984, July 20th in the United States, 94 minutes. Let's see. Budget of $60 million, box office of $100 million. This is the first in the Never-Ending Story film series. It adapts only the first half of the book. So,
oh, they did a Dune Part 1. Okay.
And the second half of the book was used as a rough basis for the second film. Never-Ending Story 2, The Next Chapter. Third film, The Never-Ending Story 3, Escape from Fantasia, has an original plot not based on the book.
Sounds like they just botched this thing. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I guess the guy, they bought the book rights for $50,000 from the writer, and he consulted on the script, and then I guess he said that the director, whoever, I don't know if the writer is the director, but the person who wrote the script rewrote it, and he's like, it had like nothing to do with that first script we worked on, and he asked the studio to go back to the original script or to just change the name of the movie. So it wasn't based on his book, and they said no. He sued them. He lost. So yeah, I guess this is pretty far from the book. He had the writer of the book said this is what the hell did he call this thing? It was pretty funny. Production. I don't know, where is it? Oh, here we go. Enday, who wrote the book, called the film a gigantic melodrama of kitsch, commerce, plush, and plastic. that's a writer for you, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, it was a disgusting melodrama of commerce, plush, and plastic.
Plush.
There was fabrics used for the costumes.
All right.
Yeah, so we start with a really weird melodramatic beginning, eating breakfast. And then we see this dad in Bastion. He's like eating a piece of white bread, not even toasted.
Yeah,
just mangling it with butter, like tearing it. And then they see his dad, goes to the blender, and I was just enthralled by this.
I could not take my eyes off the blender.
He pours orange juice into the blender, and I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Oh, smoothie? Breakfast? Mm-hmm. I don't guess. And then he cracks an egg in that bad boy. Just one egg. Sits down and enjoys that cool, delicious breakfast drink of one egg. And a glass of orange juice.
What I love is that they made him drink it, because I was watching. I was like, okay, they're going to cut soon. And then normally you would just take that glass away from the actor and then give him an orange juice when you cut back. They do it all in one shot. They made him crack that egg in there, fucking blend it, and drink it all. I was like, oh, okay.
And he drank it well. Like, he does this or something. And he was not fazed by it. He's like,
must be a German thing. I don't know.
A nice frothy Guinness of a orange juice. Yeah, and then it's like, you know, what did he say? He's like, talk to your teacher. Your homework has been late. What else he say? Like,
drawing
you've been
horses.
Late to school. Oh yeah, you're drawing horses. They're unicorns. You know, since your mother died, doesn't mean you get to give up. Kids just having a couple little problems at school. You're just giving up because your mom died? Come on. He's like, what do you say? We can't use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then he's like, you're right. And and then he has like, I want to have a chat with you, as he sits down with mail and has like a mail opener in his jacket. He just carries with him. I'm not opening this by hand like a pour. And then I don't, what did he tell him right then? That was the chat. It was something. Oh, yeah, he's like, you're obsessed with horses, but I tried to get you riding lessons, but you're scared of them in real life. And I don't remember much else about the conversation.
Yeah, so, the gist is like, get out of your head, stop dreaming, and oh, yeah, keep your feet on the ground or something like that.
Yeah. Keep your feet on the ground. Yeah, stop dreaming.
That comes back later.
Like, what is he? He's drawing. Yeah. How is he dreaming? I'm not allowed to draw anymore? Yeah. No. It's time to put aside childish things like drawing.
The kid's like seven. Oh,
and then God. He goes out onto the streets, goes to school. He doesn't have a normal backpack. He's got a fucking handheld briefcase type. That's why you're getting picked on, dude. Just get a backpack. Anyone who has a subnormal backpack usually gets picked on. The rolly bag, the side satchel, the briefcase. Nope. JanSport, man. Do you want to not get picked on? Just go get a JanSport, dude. That's as simple as that. And, yeah, then the three bullies come, give us your cash, mama's boy. That's like they call him mama's. He says, his mama's dead, mama's boy.
It's like, Jesus. I'm
like, geez, man. And I don't have any cash. And then he runs. Yeah, runs away. They chase him down an alley. Jesse thought this was in Seattle for some reason because she thought she saw a dome structure. I'm like, a lot of places had a King Dome type thing back then for their sports teams. Like, this doesn't look like Seattle to me. Yeah. She's like, well, there's the Space Needle. I was like, that's not the Space Needle. That looks like that one in fucking Canada. I don't know. It's on the front of like a Drake CD. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty famous. And it turns out it was Vancouver. Hmm. I was like, all right, I got it. It didn't look very America to me. I don't know. It had a strange look to it. Almost like a Chicago or a New York.
Yeah, for some reason my mind went to Chicago, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I thought that too for a second. Anyways, they throw him in a fucking dumpster. He gets out, brushes himself off. I thought there was like Chinese noodles on him or something, but it's just cardboard or something.
Like
he
paper, like
brushes
paper
off real easy. Yeah. And he goes around the corner. Who said you could get out of that dumpster, boy?
I love this part so much. Like, normally, like, oh, he picks himself back, walks to school, and that's it. He goes immediately, hey, motherfucker.
He just can't escape. Yeah. And they're like, and then he, not again! He runs away. Not again!
Persistent.
He finally gets to school, and he's fucking late.
Oh, no, he goes to the store. He hides in the bookstore.
Oh, he hides from them in the bookstore, and we hear a voice from the back of the bookstore, get out of here, it smells like kid in here. And instead of heeding the creepy call, he travels further into the bookstore and sees the man reading a book, and he's like, didn't you hear me, boy? Why are you still here? And then I don't remember, like, what are you hiding? Yeah, three bullies threw me in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And he's like, what did he say? How did he
break? Like, something to do like, well, let's say an arcade, boy. This is a store full of books with reading and words. Yeah. Something you wouldn't know nothing about.
I have over, what do you say, 186 books at home. Yeah. Not comic books. No, real books. The Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Flies. Yeah. The Lord of the Dance. The Lord of the...
I've read all of these books. Last of the Mohicans. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Oh, well.
And then the guy's like, ooh, a fellow reader, eh? And then, what did he say? I don't know. He shuts his book, and it's a kind of fancy looking. It's got some metal shit on the front of the book, and then it's got the, I don't remember, what the fuck did they call that thing, that symbol?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
They had a freaking name for it, the sigil, whatever. And he's like, what's that book? You don't want to know about this book. Usually, you read a book. This book reads you. What do you mean? Have you ever been Jacques Cousteau stuck inside your submarine while the giant octopus was trying to kill you? Yeah? Were you scared? No. Why? It's just a story. Yeah, because you could stop the story at any point, couldn't you? What if the story couldn't be stopped? What if it just kept going as if it was never ending. I'm sure the writer of the book didn't like this part. I have no idea if the book is like this, where it's like this duality of reality and not reality. I highly doubt it. I bet. I think this is just something they threw in, and like they do in all these fucking 80s weird movies.
Yeah.
Someone's got to be reading a story. Yeah. And then after this played, it played on the bottom. It had Willow, Dark Crystal, Labyrinth, like all the ones we've reviewed in the
Princess
last couple
Bride.
Months.
Yeah,
had that. I was like, yeah, they all got a book. Somebody's doing something. They all got a grandpa or something, or a dad who eats, drinks eggs. Yeah. And he's then I don't remember. Oh, the phone rings, right? And he goes in kind of the other room.
Yeah.
And the kid steals the book, and he kind of notices him take it, and is kind of happy about it for some reason. Yeah. And then he looks down and sees a note. Sorry, I will return your book. And then he's running to school with it. I don't know why he has it hidden in his shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it made no sense. You have a briefcase bag.
Yeah, you have a backpack. I'm starting to see why you're getting picked on.
Yeah.
Carries all his
his
school books in his fucking sweater. What's in the bag, boy? It's for my drawings.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he gets to school late, obviously, because he's fucking around. And he doesn't want to go into his classroom because he sees they're having a math test. Bummer.
It's like the smallest one of the door. I was like, what?
It's like a fucking psychiatric hospital. Yeah. It's like you're looking in at Sarah Connor doing fucking pull-ups on her bed.
Oh, my God.
I don't like to see the students disturbing their rooms like this. He's like, so he goes somewhere, and there's a door. It says attic. Kind of a fucking school has an attic. It looks like a normal-ass school from, like, the 80s. You know, it's very hospital-like and stuff. And then he goes up this attic, and then all of a sudden it's like a haunted house's attic. It's got windows and shit. Why would you ever need a window up there? Like the school has a pointy roof like a home? Yeah. Like, what? Have you ever in your life seen a pointy roof school?
All the
windows,
all the windows and the fucking cobwebs. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like decorations, like old Christmas decorations and shit. When did they use this? You know, like a mannequin and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so weird. And then I don't remember. He's just chilling up there. Is there a reason why he starts reading the book, or does it like? I'm almost remembering it. Falling out of his bag or something, or
I don't remember. I think he just plops it on there and starts going for it, but I don't can't recall.
He's a little bookworm. He's well, I went to school, Dad. That counts for something. I just hung out in the attic and fucking read.
What attic? What?
Your school doesn't have an attic. Then where was I? This is all in his fucking head, dude. He's in a closet somewhere. He's in the janitor's closet.
The attic.
Then where was I? He starts reading it, and then instantly fucking scary and creepy and weird. I don't understand. I didn't really like these movies when I was a kid. I didn't watch any of these ones until I was older. I know of the Neverending Story. I thought I had seen it. I think I have, but it's been since I was a child. The only thing I remembered was the freaking dog dragon and the horse part, really. And then that kid kind of looked like a little Native American boy who was the hero. I kind of remember that. But other than that, this was pretty much a first viewing for me because I didn't remember shit. But yeah, instantly starts off creepy as fuck with a little fucking Oompa Loompa looking Mad Hatter guy riding a snail.
Yeah.
Very creepy ass prosthetic snail. Just, just like, what the fuck? And then what was the other guy? Fucking creepier. Like gnome man with elongated prosthetic fingers, and he's dirty and hairy.
Yeah.
And what does he ride? Oh, he rides a bat.
Yeah.
A creepy ass fucking bat that is sleepy, I guess. Just sleepy. And then something starts coming towards them, and it looks like a bulldozer kind of thing or a steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we see, and it's made of rock, and it's just crushing shit. And then it's a giant rock man who starts eating a rock. Ooh, delicious. Limestone with a bit of quartz. And then he says, there used to be many delicious rocks where I'm from, but sadly they are gone. And the little fucking gnome guy, they're going to be gone here too if he keeps snacking. And then they start talking about, what is it, the nothing?
Yeah, the nothing.
The nothing is taking over everything. And they thought it was just kind of where they're from. He says it's where he's from. It's east, west, all around. It's nothing. There used to be a lake, and now there's nothing. Whoa, did it dry up? No. Was there a hole where the lake was? No, that would be something. There's nothing. I'm not quite understanding what you're meaning. Like, could you physically be there? Or was there like a void of, like a black hole, nothing? What are we talking nothing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't quite get it. And then, yeah, what are they? He says he's on a mission to go see, who, what's her name?
Queen?
Yeah, Queen.
I don't remember something. Her name.
Some lady who runs everything in an ivory tower. And, well, that's where we're going to. And then he asks if he can make camp with them because he's been traveling a long time. Like, well, if we're all going to the same place, why are we doing sitting here? Let's go. It's like, well, resting. That's what we're doing.
I just got here.
It's a long ass journey. Yeah. And the rock guy's like, yes, let's go. It's like, I just traveled 40,000 miles. And he's got this crazy stone trike. That thing was pretty cool. Was And they do some interesting camera work with having the human characters be much smaller. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting looking. But, yeah, it's all creepy. And they start traveling through the creepiest forest you could imagine. I feel like this whole thing was probably shot on a set. I would imagine, and they just all they had was like trees and then water and dirt, and they're like, well, what if everything was mud, just everything, just mm-hmm. fucking everything. And I'm imagining, you know, working conditions in the 80s on films, I'm imagining it could probably cold. They're using like hose water to make this mud, and they got these kids trudging through it for 8 hours on set, just freezing. But yeah, I thought that throughout the whole movie. I was like, man, they just were somewhere and they're just like, yeah, mud it up. It's not muddy enough. Yeah. It's like, it's probably like a, just, you know, like a tank type structure on the floor filled with water and dirt. Yeah. So they start going to the ivory tower, and then, right? Then we get there.
Yeah. I think. We just cut to the ivory tower.
Yeah, and they're like on a platform, and it's got some crazy looking wizard, black man. I don't know what he reminded me of. He kind of reminded me of something from like Halo or something. I don't know. There's some character. Maybe it was the TV show, but yeah, he's giving me these weird Halo vibes for some reason. But he's got a long white beard, and I think he had like a ridge on his head, and then some other kind of hair. And he's talking to the crowd. I know why you're here. The nothing. Yes, the nothing. And of course, the crowd is creepy as fuck. It's like giant head creatures, people with five faces.
Yeah.
And then it's fucking just the creepiest shit, dude. Let's scare the fuck out of these kids, dude. Let's do it. And I don't know why these people were making children's movies back then. This is just so odd and creepy. And he says, I can't help you because the queen is dying. She's very ill, and only the greatest warrior can save her. And they're like, well, what about, we've already called him. Oh yeah, convenient, sweet
dick.
Atreyu. And then this small, you know, Last of the Mohicans looking boy walks up. He's like got leathers on and moccasins and shit and a little medicine pouch. And this is not a place for children. This is a children's movie,
yeah.
Sir. Y'all shouldn't be here. Yeah. I should be here. Y'all need to go somewhere else. This is some fucking Hellraiser fucking shit. This is the wrong movie. These are all the Chino bites escaped a cube. And he's like, fine, I'll go back to hunting the purple buffalo. Why'd you send for me then? No one sent for you, boy. Of course they did. I'm Atreyu. Huh? No, what? You can't be the warrior, Atreyu. I am the only Atreyu from my tribe. And I am a great warrior. Okay.
Are
I
you
believe not? Him. Yeah. I didn't see him warrior anything. Yeah. Really. I've seen him walk through mud pretty good. Yeah. Climbed a tree pretty decent. But warrior, I'd say you're good at horseplay.
Yeah.
At best, and at worst, a terrible warrior. Yeah. Oh, it's like his tribe, we taught him wrong on purpose as a joke. He is not a warrior. He is not even a gatherer. He is nothing.
Oh my god.
So he's like, okay, yeah, I guess you must be the warrior. Then that simple. And then he says, you must go on this journey. Where does he send him? Fuck. Oh, the Southern Oracle, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll have the answers. I think
I'm trying
that's
to remember
what
the I don't know if that's the original goal. I think the turtle tells him to go to the Southern Oracle, but I don't remember what the original.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's no. It makes
something to do with
sense.
The queen to save the queen.
There's no fucking plot in this. just an excuse for weird things throughout the whole damn thing, and then yeah. So he goes on his journey. And then I think we have some voiceover work by the boy reading the book. He's like, Atreyu traveled to the swamp of despair, where I was like, your self-confidence is the only thing that could bring you through, or else the sadness will overtake you and you'll give up. Yeah, then the horse starts sinking instantly. I know people, you see all the memes, when did your childhood trauma start, and they'll have that scene.
Mm.
That scene's not that sad, bro.
It's not that sad.
No.
The reason why
you don't know the horse.
Thank you.
You have no relationship with... I thought that would happen much later in the movie.
That's what I
thought, too. Love the horse.
Yes.
But when you have no connection... You met the horse 2 minutes ago.
Yes.
And it's sad. Like, Jesse was tearing up, and I was like, I can't find myself being sad about this. I don't know why. I mean, it's sad that the horse is dying, but... I'm not that sad. I'm like, dude, build it up a little bit.
I thought the same thing. Before I turned this on, the one thing I remember was the horse. And then I was like, oh, we're already here. We just saw the horse last scene, and now it's going? Okay.
The horse didn't help him at all in the journey. I think we see the horse, like, for maybe a 10-second clip going through a field before they get to the mud.
Yeah.
And that's it. So really, the horse has had less than 2 minutes of screen time before it dies. I don't remember the horse's name.
Yeah, neither do I. Yeah.
It's like Atreyx or Atrix or something. Yeah, then all of a sudden, he's pulling on the horse, and the horse is a pretty good actor. Yeah, it's like sadness in its eyes. It's like it has given up. It's like, I don't know where they got this horse from. Or this horse actually just killed itself on set, or what happened.
It's fucking Daniel Day-Lewis of horse acting.
Yeah, he's just dead-eyed, like, this is all for me, Atreyu. No, you have to try! No. I will not make it beyond this swamp of despair.
You said.
I'm glad we had a good 2 minutes together, boy. Take care of yourself. Yeah, he starts pulling him. No, if you give up, you'll die. That stupid horse. Yeah, and that's it. It's literally 2 minutes of the movie. And it, like, that is something people remember so hardcore. I just find it so funny. That, like, I didn't really remember it, and I was like, this is what it was? Come on, guys. We're better than this.
There's way worse in different movies. This was, not as impactful as I remember it being.
Yeah, this ain't no fucking Where the Red Fern Grows. I'm supposed to be sad about this horse. I knew these dogs the whole movie.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was that, and we move on. he finally reaches the turtle. Or what is it? What does he say? The Shell Mountain. And then he climbs it, and then it starts moving. He falls off. Once again, highly muddy.
Yep.
The shell. He's rolling in mud and at the bottom. Just all fart noises whenever he walks. Just moccasins full of mud. And the fucking turtle comes out. Ooh. Hello. I haven't spoken to anyone in over 1,000 years. And then he tells the turtle about the fucking nothingness killing everything. He's on a quest. I know. Well, if you know, why aren't you helping? Well, I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't know. You know, and he's like, well, you don't know how I could stop this? Oh, I know. Well, then tell me. Ooh, I don't know if I want to do that.
Go to the Oracle.
I don't care. Well, if you don't care, why wouldn't you tell me? You're trying to trick me or something. All right, kid, you got me. The Southern Oracle will know. You just said you knew. Yeah, well, I'm not telling you. So, kick rocks.
Kick
keep
rocks,
walking in the mud, kid. And then, and he tells him, the turtle tells him, it's 10,000 miles from here. And he's like, oh, man, that's so far.
What the fuck?
I don't even have a fucking horse anymore. Even with a horse, that's at least 5 months. Calculating resting and the speed of the horse, especially through mud, this is going to take 3 years. This is going to be like the Oregon Trail, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So good.
You may reach him by adulthood, Atreyu. I just love his response. God damn it! 10,000? Are you sure it's not a little less? No, it's an even 10,000 from this very tree. It's a perfectly even 10,000 miles. And then, how? Oh, yeah, he just continues the journey. He starts walking. I was saying, how does Falco get involved? But then all of a sudden, like another voiceover by the boy, I think, and it's, and then I forget the wolf's name, but like a creature was released to stop him. And it just shows a scary wolf head, always like inside of a structure. You never see the full body, and it's pretty scary looking, and it's got glowing green eyes. Yeah, and it's chasing him down, and you don't see it. You just see it, like, it's a tight close-up of the face, and it's moving up and down, so you know he's traveling. It's like, you did a super-fast race car snail. You couldn't do a wolf.
This is the head. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't just have, like, a real dog, and then have, like, a prosthetic mask, a shitty one, and show him running. Like, that's doable.
Yeah, what did Willow do? Willow did something with dogs. What the fuck did they do?
Yeah, they had those like masks on the dogs.
Yeah.
The boar masks on a very much like a cocker spaniel. It's barking and shit. Don't mind those wild boars. That wild boar just lifted its leg to piss. What the fuck? That's weird. So then he's gonna get him. The wolf's creeping up on him or something again in a mud bog traveling, and all of a sudden we see Falco. Do we see him first? We just see him in the sky,
from the distance.
And then he swoops down and saves him. I got you. Just a shitty like paw. Prop that kind of doesn't grab him. It just kind of lays near him. Yeah. Anyways, There's no articulation in the pause. Yeah, then he takes him back to this, I don't know, it's fucking like mountaintop,
yeah,
where he lives, and there's like a, he's healing? Oh yeah, and then we have a voiceover by the boy. He woke up days later, cleaned and healed, and his wounds dressed. And then it's funny because they cut to Atreyu. Huh? My wounds are dressed. Something like that. Duh.
Yeah.
We just established this. I'm not muddy anymore. Oh, the first time in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it took a week to get the mud off you, boy. It was in every nook and cranny.
Jesus,
it was in your eyelids. It was in your ear holes. It was in your frickin' follicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he, I don't know, he talks to the dragon a little bit. I'm a luck dragon. That's how you were saved. Every quest needs a luck dragon. That's why I look like a dog. Anyways. I have to get there, and it's 10,000 miles away. And he said, no, I already took you 9,876 miles. Oh, you did? Great. Why didn't you? It's just right over there. I left you 1 mile.
Yeah.
So you could feel like you accomplished something. He left him 1 mile. There you go. And then he goes and talks to these mini fucking gnome creatures in a cave that you think are normal-sized people until, like, you see that they are not.
Yeah.
And one of them's a scientist, and the other one makes disgusting potions, an alchemist. And they bicker at each other, and he calls her wench.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. And, I like these two guys, yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of fun. And, he's the science guy's like, no, I have to help him with my scientific knowledge. She's like, well, you can't help him until he's healed, so it's my part. And then he looks in the window, and then he's like, he's healed! It's my turn! And she's like, I'll determine if he's healed or not. And she's like, how do you feel? I feel good. I'm fine. Hmm. The patient telling the doctor that they're fine. Let me have a look at you. Yeah, you're fine. Drink this. And he's like, okay. And it's like we get the, you know, full-size cup passing, and then to him it's a thumble.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a rotted serpent scales. It's got eye of newt. Oh, good. Tasty. I'm
does
only
it have
healed, you know.
Or an egg in it?
Yeah. I can't do that. My dad does that. He's weird. Yeah, so then they go to another hill that has like a crystal fucking, what is that called? You look up the star, telescope, it has like a telescope. And they look at the gate, and there's a gate made of like Egyptian, he had a drawing of it, I don't know, it's like two Egyptian kind of goddesses.
Yeah.
And with big old tits, with nipples out and everything. You know? Fuck. Children's movie, dude.
They had to have the nipples. You couldn't just have the shape.
Yeah, yeah, no. Nope. Big areolas, too. Real meaty ones. Look at as he goes up there, look at the milk duds on that. Now that's a gate. Woo! And then he said, anyways, warriors have to go through there to talk to the oracle. What was it? You have to have complete self-confidence
or
something? Yeah, you can't doubt yourself or they will open their eyes. And then he sees like a knight go up and their eyes slowly open and shoot them with some weird Ghostbusters industrial light and magic lasers. He dies. And then he goes over there. And the guy's trying to tell him, no, I haven't even told you about the second gate. It's even worse. It's like, I got this. Bitch, I'm so confident. And he is. He's confident. And then he walks past the body and gets not so confident. He's like, oh, shit. And then, and then we cut back to the attic. Bastion, he's reading this. And he's like, run, Atreyu, run. And then you kind of hear it in the book world. And he runs and makes it, and they miss. And I was like, I don't. So you can either be completely self-confident, or just run through it.
Yeah,
those are the two. Those are the two ways to get past the gate. So I love it.
Oh my god!
No one thought of this before you. Just you know, it's reminded me of Robin Hood Men in Tights going over there. This ain't exactly the Mississippi, fellas. I'm on the East Bank. I'm on the West Bank. You know, just jump. Just run through. And he made it. Oh man. And then did they crumble or something? Or is that the next gate?
I don't remember them crumbling. But they could have. I don't remember them.
I felt like some blue ones crumbled. Like he sees blue ones later. Remember when their faces
start. Oh yeah, I think that's the next gate, because they tell him what to do, which is a really stupid thing, which is someone has to give the princess a new, or the queen, whoever, a new name. And then they start to crumble.
Yeah, and he was like, I could have done that. Well, and he's like, no, you can't. I don't remember who he hears it from, but it has to be a human.
Mm-hmm.
A human child has to give the new name. And he's like, how am I supposed to find a human child? We don't know. And then what's the next gate is a mirror where you have to face who's controlling you or something.
Face your true self. I remember the scientists being like, some people, you'd be surprised, some people don't like to know who they really are.
Yeah, and then in the mirror, it's Bastion.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he's reading the story, he is Atreyu in the story, I guess. And then I don't remember quite what happens after that, when once he sees him.
He walks through the mirror, and then I don't know what happens after that. I know. I definitely remember him walking through the mirror, but I don't remember where he goes or what happens.
Yeah, what the fuck? How'd this movie end?
Well, I remember the confrontation. He eventually finds himself at some sort of temple, I think, with the wolf, because that's kind of the last confrontation. The nothing has kind of caught up to everything, and it's starting to crumble the world around him. And there's like a showdown between him and the wolf.
Yeah, very climactic showdown.
Yeah,
where he sees the wolf once again in a cave, so we don't have to see his full body. Mm-hmm. And then the wolf is like, "You can be my last victim. I have failed my mission, searching for the warrior Atreyu. I'm Atreyu. Huh? What?" And oh yeah, some stupid shit at the very beginning. The man at the ivory tower, you must go on this journey without any weapons or guidance. Oh, yeah. Like, why? Why do you send a warrior with no weapons? So he hasn't had a weapon. He hasn't warriored anything.
Nope.
He picks up a rock that vaguely resembles a dagger right now. And then very quickly, the wolf just leaps at him. We get a little shot of him underneath the wolf with a bloody dagger. Flops him over. That's that.
Yep.
That's the only warrior thing he ever did.
Yep. I will say, as a side note, it was kind of a cool little touch. I've never seen this before in any movie I've ever watched. I think this is literally the first time this has ever happened. I was watching it this morning, and I had the volume down a little bit, and I had subtitles on. And the wolf's subtitles were neon green, and everybody else's throughout the movie was white. So anytime he talked, the text was green. I was like, that's kind of cool. Because the eyes are green, rather. I was like, I've never seen a movie do that. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have it on, so I didn't know. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then after that, fuck. What happens to Atreyu? I think he fucking, I don't know, man. He gets back to the ivory tower somehow.
Yeah, the fucking world. The world.
Oh, no, yeah, the world destroys.
Goes through space and rocks, yeah.
Yeah, he's riding on Falcor through space. Oh, is there anything left, Falcor? Doesn't appear to be. The ivory tower has to be still standing, and then they see it on a floating, like, it's like Rita's palace, all that floating rock and Power Rangers thing. And so they go there, and then they find out that the queen is a child. I think they just, in the casting, it says childlike empress. So she's not a child, but she has the form of a child. I don't know. And she says that she needs the new name, of course, and she knew that the whole time. And he's like, "Then what was the point of me?" And he's like, "My horse died." And everyone was okay with it, pretty much. No one felt that bad. I had to do a warrior thing. I had to stab a wolf. I rode a dragon, talked to a turtle, went 10,000 miles, and you already knew all this shit. Motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
God, it just my luck.
And it's weird too, because she's like, she's desperate to get this new name to like change things, and it's like, bitch, look around. We're floating through space. What do you mean? I think that it's done. We lost. What are you trying to?
What's in a name?
What is that going to do?
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. That's Romeo and Juliet. That's one of my 186 books. So, yeah, it has to be a human. The human has to know. The human who is chased by the boys and put in the dumpster. The human whose mother has died and whose father drinks eggs. And he's a what? No. He gets up. No, this can't be. They can't be talking about me. Sounds like they are, dude.
That's pretty spot on.
Fuck. Yeah. Any more facts? This is going to be Miss Cleo Presents, dude. Calling me now. So, I don't remember how he's transformed into the book. Or he isn't. No, they say that he has to say it, and she's like, say it, and she's in her world still, and he's in his, and he's like, ah, oh, I can't. Yeah, you can. Oh yeah, and we established that my mother had the most beautiful name. I have the perfect name. And then he goes up to the fucking attic window and yells it. And I couldn't understand what
I
he
couldn't, yeah, I
said.
didn't know what he said. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, but
I turned to Jesse. I was like, "What did he fucking say?" And I didn't even know his name was Bastion
it's the most
until,
important part of
yeah, we don't even know his beautiful mother's name. God dang it!
Oh my God.
Like, there's lightning and all sorts of net
Yeah.
sound going on, and he yells it all weird, like, what? You didn't have the subtitles on? I didn't tell you? Damn it.
It didn't pop up.
It says inaudible scream. Damn it.
Oh my
I
God.
guess you'll just have to read the book, won't you?
Oh, Jesus.
It was so terrible. All this build up to a fucking name we don't get to
Yeah,
hear.
but yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
And then I don't know, fucking he sees Falco, I think, flying in the sky. And then it's somehow on him, and
Yeah, she like
it's.
grants him wishes for some reason. I
Oh,
don't know. It's like a
yeah.
reward. I don't fucking know.
How many wishes do I get? You get as many as you want. Well, that's fucking great. Usually there's a very strict limit on the wishes, and it really makes you think what you're going to wish for, but fuck, unlimited. I'll just fucking A, dude. Hell yeah. I'll wish for some stupid shit, dude. Power wheel. Power wheel. Hell yeah, dude. Oh, fuck yeah. Mets jersey. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh,
It doesn't
Jesus.
wish for his mom to not be dead, though. It doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. That'd be too weird. Yeah, then the world is fixed. I think he flies with Falco across. What the fuck is it called? Fantasia?
Yeah.
And it flies across there because it's kind of familiar looking stuff. And he's like, "This is beautiful. You like it? Yeah, all right. Everything's back to normal and fixed. Hey, look, there's those guys that died. The rock guy, the fucking snail, the fucking Mad Hatter. They're not dead. All right. Hey, there's Atreus and his dead horse that's not dead. Oh, everything's well." I do love, I forgot, I do love that, when they said they have a long journey in the beginning, the rock guy is like, "I don't have time to wait for a snail. Do you want me to pick you up? This is a racing snail." And he gets on it, just, "Oh, I guess it is a racing snail." So everyone's alive, everything's fine, and then they fly to Vancouver, I guess.
Yeah, what
And
else do
then
you
the
wish
bu
for? And he's like,
Yeah. The bullies, are in the street looking up, and then we see Falcor bullying them, just scaring the shit out of them, chasing them down. Yeah. I don't remember. They jump in the dumpster themselves?
Yeah, because they're being chased. Meanwhile, the kid's like, how do you like it? It's like, Jesus.
We thought this was fun for you.
There's a fine line between sticking up for yourself and revenge. I think we're in revenge territory at this point.
Yeah. I wish all their mothers were dead. No, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, man. What? You said they were unlimited. I don't know, man. This is getting dark. I wish my dad was dead, too. I hate his lectures. Oh, man. We might have chose the wrong boy, if I'm being completely honest here. Bastion. We should have known what his 1800s name. Yeah, and then that's how the movie ends, right?
Yeah.
Just the dumpster. And then we get some, like I said, some weird 1920s German film credits. It's like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh yeah, what did they say? Some random narrator comes in we've never heard at all throughout the entire movie. Just some guy. He says something about like Bastion went on to go to have some crazy adventures, but that's another time.
Yeah. What? So you knew this is only half the book and you lied to us. Yeah, and then completely negating the title of the movie by the never-ending story. Oh, it ends. And if you want the whole never-ending story, you're going to have to wait for part two. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was fucking... I think I enjoyed it more than like the Willow and the Dark Crystals we watched. Yes, but it has the same exact problems.
Yep.
Which is, it has no story. It makes no sense. You're just traveling. And for some reason, this one's a little bit more entertaining than those. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Can't put a finger on it, because those arguably have a lot more cooler creatures and things in it. This one has some cool ones, but there's just not as many. I do like the weird real life fantasy life thing, but it's not a lot of that. You know, we're about 80% in Fantasia and 20% in the real world, so it's not a big part of it. But it was pretty enjoyable. Very surprised I was not saddened by the horse. I thought that was definitely gonna happen. Like everybody who thought that was sad, go back and watch it again.
Yeah.
See how unsad it is. Yeah. God, save that for the end, buddy. Like, if that horse died right there, when you see him alive again running, like he broke his leg, oh, no! And I'm like, oh, shit! Yeah. fuck, this is kind of a tough one. I don't know. 6.3. It's kind of lower on the scale for me, but it's okay. Yeah. I don't see myself watching this very often, if at all, again. But I'm glad I got a watch in and to see what it's all about. And it is a little bit more entertaining than the similar movies of its time, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in 100% agree with you. Out of the, you know, effects-heavy family fantasy movies that we've done, I think this one's probably, aside from Princess Bride, I think Princess Bride, if you were to count that, I think that one's better. But that one's not really effects heavy like the other one were. But yeah, this one was my favorite of the ones we watched. Not that it's like great, but I just found Willow to be just really long and just mostly boring. And Labyrinth was just style over substance. There was not a whole lot to Labyrinth. And this kind of
what about the bay?
Yeah, it's. I was really surprised how much I didn't like Labyrinth. Even though I think the sets and the songs are kind of fun, but this one has the same problems. There's not a lot of substance to it. You don't really care about the journey, but. I don't know, there's just something about it. I think having the kid in the real world is interesting enough that keeps you watching to see how that all ties up. So that's a little different. But yeah, I have no idea. I want to keep calling him Atreus, like God. That's Atreus, right?
Yeah.
What is his name? Atreyu?
Atreyu.
Atreyu? Yeah, you don't know anything about Atreyu. You don't give a fuck about Atreyu. There's just nothing about him. It's just him going to the next thing, and that's kind of the movie. So that's kind of a bummer. Like, he's been called a warrior, but you don't see him do anything warrior-like. But yeah, I guess other than running through the gates, if you call it that, but there's no like combat that he does or anything. But yeah, I don't know. There's a charm to this movie that I found entertaining that the other ones lacked. It's hard to pinpoint what that is, but I don't know. There's just something about this one. So to me, I don't know what I rated those other ones. I don't recall. So I apologize if I'm rating this one lower, even though I say it like it. I didn't go back and listen to what I rated those. But I think Never Ending Story is like 6.8. I don't think it's quite a 7. So it's 6.8 for me.
6.8, 6.3. Pretty damn close. Yeah. Go check it out. I don't think it's... I do know they're having a big streaming war for it. A lot of places are trying to get it. I don't think anyone's acquired it yet because we had to rent it. But I think someone did acquire it because I just read that last year they announced... a new series of movies based on the book or something like that. Or maybe it's a show, but they announced something. Something's happening with it. So the IP has been purchased by somebody. And so,
oh, yeah, I was kind of surprised because some of these streaming services are in bed with certain companies. So like Hulu is in bed with 20th Century Fox. So that's a lot of 20th Century Fox library is on Disney or Hulu. Mm-hmm. And the same goes with HBO Max now. HBO Max is connected to Warner Brothers. And so when I saw the Warner Brothers logo come up in the beginning, I'm like, what the fuck? Why wasn't this on Max? That's kind of weird. But yeah, I would imagine it would go to Max at some point since it's a Warner Brothers movie, but who knows?
Yeah, right on. So keep on the lookout. If you want to watch it right now, go stream it anywhere. Or rent it, I guess, not stream. But yeah, it's on Amazon. And anywhere you can rent stuff, we'll have it. It's pretty fun. Check it out if you've never done it, and then recheck it out if you have, and be surprised at how odd and unsad it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As always, we're here on YouTube. Please come watch, like, and subscribe, comment, do whatever you want. Also, Spotify and Apple Music, if that's how you want to do your podcast. We don't care how you do it, as long as you join us. That's what we care about. We wanna take the journey with y'all. So we appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.